Yes, we just flew in this morning. We're going to give these Sprosh a real idea of what starting college is like. Bill and I learned a lot of new tricks while at cadet school, which we want to try out on these freshmen.
Incidentally, those fellows at air school know all the tricks. They had us doing all the mechanics in the book, didn't they, Jack?
Did they? More than once, Bill and I were about to tell them to jump their leg. But we knew that meant giving up everything, so we stuck it out. We're glad now that we did.
Boy, that must have been an exciting experience. How about you girls? Didn't anything exciting happen to any of you?
That's it. We have to get any conversation in. All we can do is listen to you and those flying machine boys give off with yadda-yadda.
That's what I say. You think the only ones that did anything really exciting this summer were you boys. I'll bet I had just as much excitement as any of you.
So our little Mary had lots of excitement. Just what did you do?
Imagine a fellow that never reads newspapers. I'll have you know, Spread Eagle, that I went to Europe this past summer.
Do tell. I hope you had a bully old time in jolly old England. Fancy our own little Mary taking a trip so far across the briny deep.
Well, at least I've been places you have.
Is that so? You must have so much to tell.
Mary, why don't you give this flying boy your freshman a treat and tell him what happened?
I think I will. He thinks he's so smart. girl signaled the guards to let me go and motioned for me to join her. We talked for a long time.
When did you learn to speak Mongolia?
I didn't have to speak it. She spoke perfect English.
Didn't you say she was coming here to school?
Yes, she asked all about our school, and we later became very good friends. Her father consented to permit her to enroll here this semester.
A very likely story. Imagine, a princess coming here to school.
Well, I sure hope she did it out. I've always wanted to meet her, a real princess.
Well, you better not hold your breath or stay up nights until she does. The story sounds fishy to me.
Hey, gang, look. Comes the dean. Look at him walk. He must be excited about something.
Oh, he's always excited when he's coming.
My vocal cords are parasites on father's pocketbooks through loafing yet?
Pop, don't you know that loafing in here is all as any good?
Well, my fine, educated young friend, I can name just one thing in here that isn't good.
And just what is that?
Your credit.
Pop, set your number, Jasper. I think we better get out of here, so I'm looking for somebody special. We've got big things to do today.
That's what I say. Let's get going. Scaring the life out of me.
So, I scare?
Yes, you scare. What do you wish?
I come from Agonia.
So what? I come from Santa Claus, Missouri.
I have come here to inspect your place of business.
What new thing is this? Inspectors wearing such a get-up as that. You stay out of my kitchen.
I think you'll agree when I tell you why I must inspect your kitchen.
I doubt it, but sure.
If your place passes my inspection, I will bring you a very worthy customer.
Well, I'm always after customers. What's your story?
Today, the Princess of Magonia is to enroll in this college. She'll need a place to leave, and since I am her noble protector, it is my duty to look over every prospective place. Are you interested?
Well, now, all that sounds reasonable enough. Please consider my cafe as a logical place for her to leave. Now, if you'll come along with me, I'll help you look it over. It won't take very long, I assure you.
So this is Yale and all. Can't quite figure out why I'm here. Dad always insisted on me being one of those educated farmers. Boy, this place sure looks deserted. I wish the boss would show up so I could apply for a job. I hear this is the best place to try for a job, and I do have to have one.
Wait, when you're a freshman.
Well, I'm here to enroll in school, if that's what you mean.
You said you're off before the upperclassmen arrive.
Now why should I do that?
Didn't you ever hear of the word haze?
Sure. We have it on the farm quite often.
How could you have a hazing on the farm?
Well, lots of times in the early morning something hides the sun. And we call it a haze.
Well, the kind of haze I'm talking about hides the sun all right. But not like you think. I doubt if it would do any good for me to explain it to you. So I'll just let you find out for yourself.
I wonder if you could tell me where I might find some of the fellows.
Mr. Freshman, you are a glutton for punishment, aren't you? See those fellows right out there?
Oh, yes, I see them now. What are they carrying those big paddles for?
Oh, no, they can't make them that dumb. What are they carrying those big paddles for? Why don't you run right over there and have them explain it to you?
Thanks very much. I think I will. And I do want to thank you for being so nice to me.
Better just skip the thanks till later.
Well, I guess I'll see you later.
Well, there he goes to meet his doom. I'm sure he'll learn firsthand just what those paddles are for. He did seem like a nice fellow, though. Hope they don't treat him too rough. Say, here comes the dean and Mary. Wonder if that could be the princess.
Think I'll skidoo.
At last, I've realized my dream. But I never imagined Yale and Nova to look like this. This is not Yale and Nova, Zanita. This is Pop Jones' place, the college hangout. We'll show you around the campus later.
Mary, I'm so thrilled to be in America. I never saw such beautiful buildings. Your cities are beautiful. Your people are a little strange, but I know it's only because I don't know them.
Yes, Nita.
We feel quite deeply the honor you have bestowed upon us by choosing our college for your education.
That is gracious of you, sir. I must impress upon you, however, that my father insists that I be given no special favors. He wishes me to be treated just like any other.
All right, freshman.
What are you fellows trying to do to me?
I see you fellows have wanted another freshman.
Indeed we have. And right now is as good a time as any to inform him as to the rights and wrongs of college life.
What's this all about, Mary? Just a bit of paging, Zanita. A treatment designed for freshmen only. I would be a freshman, too. Why did they not do it to me? You! Why did anyone dare to be a princess like that?
Seems to me it's about time for a song from this freshman.
Yeah, let him use his book, of course. I guess it can stand punishment.
Well, it will sure be punishment. I try to sing.
Well, you're gonna sing it. Better be good.
Shucks, I wouldn't know anything that you fellas would like.
We won't like it, but sing anyway.
Yeah, this is sing any, this is the song you select.
But if you make him sing, then I should be made to sing also.
Mary, who is this Dean? This Dean who's so eager for punishment?
This Dean you refer to happens to be Princess Anita of Magonia.
Ho, ho, ho! Sam, how dare you laugh at a time like this?
I wasn't laughing to Dean. I was only trying to thank a holy smoke.
All right, Freddy, now about singing to the princess.
Remember, you asked for it.
Yes, Anita, that certainly was beautiful. I can see that we're going to have some good things around the school this year. Well, I hate leaving good company, but as you know, today is the day we register all freshmen, so I have to get back to my office. I'll leave them with you, Pop.
I guess I can handle them. I've been doing it for quite a long time.
I forgot to tell you that the princess is very fond of music. Why don't you hire this young chap to sing in your cafe? Might ensure the idea of Zanina, the prince of Dini.
Say, that's not a bad idea. He could be a singing waiter. I could even advertise him as a singing freshman. Junko, would you be interested in a job?
Very much so, sir. In fact, I must have a job if I am to stay in school. I'm afraid I'd be a handicap to your place, however. I've always lived on a farm, and I know nothing about waiting on tables.
What difference does that make? I have to bring in new help every year anyway. And besides, I want you to sing to my customers as well.
I'll be very happy to give it a try, sir. I just hope I don't drive your regular customers away with my singing.
You just let me worry about that.
There's too much business going on around here. We're supposed to work and be fresh and over. Let's all sing a relevant song and go circle more.
Yeah, let's do the sound thing.
Here's a song we learned at cadet school. How about joining in with us?
He knows she is a princess, and he is just a farmer. Besides, I think
think they're just good friends.
Mary, why is she working here? Why would a real princess have to hop tables in a small cafe in order to go to school in America?
Maybe she needs some money.
Now, why be catty, Jeffy? I happen to know that not only does she work here, but she also pays Pops for her meals. She wants us to consider her on the same level as we are. It's just her way of keeping us from spoiling her.
Well, that's being game, if I may say so. I think she's plenty okay.
I'll say so. I think she's hungry to the door.
I hate leaving, but among those things that have bound to roll around this class period of time, who else is going?
That includes me. I don't dare go to class again. Come on, everyone. Let's go to class.
Let's invade the walls of learning. Press onward, gallant scholars. Let us absorb the teachings of the masters. Let's go to class.
Thank you.
I am sure I could never dislike you.
And I'm definitely sure you couldn't say that you liked me. Lately you've been treating me as if I had poison ivy.
Zenita, I know that it is a custom in your country for commoners to stay aloof from those who have royal blood. Remember, I am just a farmer.
But this is not my country. This is America. In America, they tell me there are no such things as commoners and blue-blooded people. All men are created equal, according to your own constitution. That is why I love you in your country. But perhaps there is another reason for this coldness. Perhaps you have another girl you like better.
Now, you know better than that. Yes, there is someone back home.
Of course. I should have expected that.
Well, I guess that's settled that.
Run home, the singing freshman. You don't look quite ready to burst in a song right now. What ails you, my talented one? Why is thy countenance so bleak?
It's just something I can't explain.
Couldn't be girl trouble. The princess, maybe?
I'm afraid so.
How can one person be so dumb? Can't you tell she's head over heels in love with you?
So what? I suppose I should go out and conquer a kingdom or two just to be worthy of her. I can just see Princess Anita at home on the farm, helping feed and milk the cows.
Now you're talking in riddles. I consider myself lucky if I was in your shoes.
Well, you're welcome, my shoes.
Well, my young flying friend. Oh, yes. What have the clouds been saying to you?
Only that there's a storm brewing.
How is that?
Our pretty princess is very much in love with your singing freshman, but I think they've just broken off. That could easily be a calamity.
Well, you and I can't stand around here and let that happen. Let's do something. She thinks he doesn't love her, and he thinks she is too good for her. How can we tear down that wall between them?
I hope you have a plan.
I'm just beginning to develop. Suppose a whole invasion came into this place. The princess gets in his way, and he shoots her. With blanks, of course. Gordon is looking on. He'd have to show how he felt then, wouldn't he?
But we'd have to make the princess wise to such a scheme in order to make it successful.
You can leave those trifles to me. You find the hold-up man, only don't let him be the catch.
I'll find him if I have to do it myself.
Just like a daring fool to get a real one. Well, my charming young princess, how do you like the Yellowknife by now?
I hate it.
Now, what's the reason for all this? You can tell old Pop.
Have you ever heard of a princess being thrown over?
Well, now, can't say that I have.
Of course you haven't. In all the storybooks, the boys go out and fight for the hand of the princess, and some magic fairy touches the right one so that he may win her hand. But here in America, the hand of a princess isn't worth fighting for.
Now, that's where you're wrong, and I can prove it.
I'd like to know how you can prove it.
Suppose a hold-up agent comes into this place. All I want you to do is make trouble for him, so we'll have an excuse to shoot you.
Listen, Pop, I'm feeling bad, but I'm not ready for suicide.
Give me credit for knowing something. The shells will be blanks.
I think I'm beginning to see.
I hope so. See, this person you care so much about will see you fall. You'll be able to know then whether he loves you or not.
Pop, I'm beginning to think you have a very big brain to go along with a very big heart. I'll be a party to your scheme. When will it take place?
Well, from the noise outside, I say something is about to happen right now.
We just came over to warn you, Pop. There's a hold-up man in the area. They say he's very dangerous.
I surely do thank you, Dean. But why all the crowd?
They say there's a safety number, you know.
I'm not scared. I've been held up lots of times.
No, you're not scared. By the way your knees are knocking together, they make more noise than the motor in my plane.
Say, this is quite a crowd. What's all the excitement about?
There's a hold-up man in the room. We were afraid you were trying to kidnap the princess.
The princess? Well, why doesn't someone call the police?
Don't
let
him move.
I've
got
the
place perfectly outside. Don't let anyone try to get away.
Oh, so that's the cat you were after. I was afraid you were after the princess.
Keep quiet, you fool.
What's this about a princess?
Oh, I remember now.
What about a newspaper?
And I remember she was in this cafe. All of you better speak. Where is she? Tell me or I'm waiting down.
She's
spread over the fair.
Aha, you're a princess.
It is like.
Well, just let's know what kind of man you're dealing with, and we'll do a little information for you.
I'm probably
sad news from her home. Her father is dead. Just as soon as these exercises are over,
She must return to her country to take over her duties as queen.
Well, long live the queen. Where is she now?
She's been in her bedroom since last night. It was quite a shock to her.
Service, service. You must have service.
I'll call a fresh collect.
Well, but isn't my delightful classmate? Can I be of service to you?
Well, you could sing us a song.
We want a song.
I would like you to know, however, that there will never be another who can mean as much to me as you can.
May they never rue the day when they worked in my cafe.
And we hope always for all time, they will keep our college in their mind.
And through all their kingly good glamour, may their children never stammer.
Now, to have this fluent rhyme, I propose a song. Let's try it in.